Today on Kicks Chronicles, we talk life and kicks with Kicks and Coffee event organizer Joe Palmley. We talk about the kicks he loved growing up. We also delve deeply into his collection, but also talk about the origins of Kicks and Coffee and his plans for the future. I also battle Joe, his top three versus my top three best Nike silhouettes. And lastly, I asked Joe what two kicks he would take with him if he was stranded on a desert island. You know how we do. This is Kicks Chronicles. Yes, yes, my people. Welcome to episode 78 of your sneaker and lifestyle podcast, Kicks Chronicles. I'm your boy, Prozac. Welcome. Thank you very much for joining us. First and foremost, I want to say a massive thank you to everybody that vibed with, that interacted with, that shared, liked, commented on our most recent upload, our most recent podcast with Zachariah Noble. Shout out to Big Z for jumping on the pod. Much appreciated. The views went crazy. You get me? Like, on the YouTube, on Instagram especially, like, well over 100,000 on, if you combine all of the different like reels that we put out and stuff like that. Very, very cool to see the interaction. You get me? Like, and yeah, man, great interview. We talked on some deeper topics and we got behind the veil a little bit, man. He was a great sport. Coming on to this week, our guest, as I mentioned at the top of the show, Joe Palmley from Kicks and Coffee, the event organizer, the latest sneaker and streetwear festival in the UK. You get me? Very, very big moves. Very, very cool. I was at the last event. They've got an event coming up on the 27th. We mentioned it during the podcast. I'll throw up some details. Guys, make sure to get down. I think tickets are less than £10. And I think there's some, if you check their Instagram, I think there's some discount codes knocking about. Fairly cheap ticket, if I'm being honest. Very, very cheap when you compare to some of the bigger, more conventional conventions. You get me? Like, very, very cheap ticket. And the last one I went to was a very cool vibe. So, yeah, really, really looking forward to that. And you never know, you might see me there. Yeah, we get into Joe's first love, which is the Belugas. He loves the Beluga 1.0s, the 350 V2. Don't get enough love, if I'm being honest. A kind of an understated or underrated shoe. I think Yeezys in general don't necessarily get that much love. I love Yeezys. He also talks about that copper stripe. You know, that three pack that came out, the copper, the red stripe, and the Oreo. Like, very, very cool three that came out right at the height of that Yeezy hype era. And he also talks about the Humble Air Force One. You get me? We also talk about his current collection, what he's got in there. He's got a little bit of heat in there, I can't lie. He's got a little bit of heat in there. He talks about his love for that, just that shoe that's now become like Nike's rival to the New Balance, to the Saucony. He talks about the Vomero 5, and I'm coming round when it comes to the Vomero. I'm a big fan. You get me, man? He explains also, and this is really, really important, he explains the origins of Kicks and Coffee. Where it came from, where the idea came from, what his plans are for the brand, what his plans are for the convention, and where he hopes it to get to. Very, very cool. Entrepreneurial mindset, you get me? But he's a very, very down-to-earth person at the same time. Really, really enjoyed having this chat. I also challenge him, you know, I don't let anybody get off scot-free, you get me, when it comes to the pod, man. I challenged him, his top three versus my top three. Yeah, man, we went back to back. No diddy. Back to back is wild. We battled it out on top Nike silhouettes. You get me? So very, very important when you watch the pod, yeah. Don't get swayed, right, by the names that he's pulling out in terms of specific colorways, specific models. We're talking silhouettes only, you get me, man. His top three, my top three. We also get into some quick fires. Obviously, Desert Island Kicks, you get me? He tells us about the top two shoes he would take with him if he was stuck on a desert island. And lastly, we ask him the all-important question, whether he feels he's a sneakerhead and what being a sneakerhead even means in 2024. Really, really amazing guy. Great guest. Just super, super down to earth. Like, I could chat to him for ages. Like, very, like, the vibe was so sweet. And I Got a sneaking feeling you'll see him on the pod in the not too distant future. Just keep your eyes peeled on all forms of social media. Make sure to like, comment, subscribe. Send us up those 5-star reviews. I appreciate it. You know, if you're telling me anything, I ain't hearing nothing if it ain't under a 5-star. You get me? With that being said, Kicks Chronicles 100 is fast approaching. 22 episodes away. It's mad. You get me? I feel under pressure, if I'm being honest. Guys, make sure to let me know in the comments or hit me up on kickschronicles@gmail.com if you've got suggestions on who you would like to see. I've got some good ideas. But yeah, I want it to be a reflection of the community that we're trying to build at Kicks Chronicles, the Kicks Chronicles community. Don't worry, that community is spelled conventionally, it's spelled with a C, because I didn't want to go the other way with that. I'd already taken the C off of the Chronicles. If I took the C off the community, it'd be a madness, but you get me, we're not going to do that. Imagine. With that being said, I'm your boy Prozac. This is Kicks Chronicles, and today our guest is the event organizer Supremo. At this stage, the entrepreneur Joe Palmley of Kicks and Coffee. Enjoy. Yes, my people. Big Prozac back again, and you already know what it is, man. Kicks Chronicles. We have another illustrious guest in the building. You get me? He is the organizer, the creator of the most up-and-coming sneaker and streetwear festival in the ends, in the UK, maybe even in the world. I'm talking Kicks and Coffee Supremo. Joe Palmley is in the building. Joe, what's cooking, my bro?
Yes, guys. What's up? Yeah. We are good. We're ready. We're ready to hit the block.
This guy's coming in with energy. I love it, bro. You get me, man. So yeah, today's a very cool day, man. I'll break the fourth wall a little bit, man, and just let the people know Joe's a very cool guy. He reached out to me a couple months ago in regards to Kicks and Coffee, the festival, and was basically just asking like we vibe with what you man are doing. I think I've spoken about it on the pod before. We vibe with what you man are doing. Like, if you could give us a little promo or just like shout out about us, like just to let the people know, come down to the event, see you are gone. And yeah, ended up like doing a few bits and coming down to the event and really enjoyed myself, man. And Joe's just a stand up guy, really. I really like the vibe that he created, and you and your team. I'll shout out all your team as well. You managed to create in a space that a lot of people think is oversaturated. You've carved out a really cool niche for yourself. You get me? And you could easily see, even if you're the blindest guy in the world, you can easily see the vision, bro. The most pessimistic guy in the world can see like there needed to be some difference, there needed to be some alternative in terms of like sneaker conventions, man, because like even from your perspective, like we've got like Sneakerness and we've got Crep City, and they are like worlds apart in terms of like for consumer, like so different. So there was obviously space, like, so instead of me rambling on, bro, let's take it right back to the beginning, my G. First love, what was your first love, bro? What kick brought you to the game? What kick said you gotta have me?
Oh, it was, funnily enough, I was thinking about this earlier, actually. I remember it was me and my older brother at the time, Ben. It was the Yeezy Beluga, the 1.0s, back in the day. Foot Locker, I remember.
Nice.
Losing my head. Couldn't get anything. Bots were eating. I'm checking Twitter. I'm still live. They're still live. And then I think it was like 11, the circling bot of terror just...
Circle of death, bro. Yeah, there was there.
Yeah, Xbox Ring of Death style just was not... it was an L. L's were taken that day.
Do you know what, man? The Beluga is an underrated kit, man. It's an underrated shoe. I think obviously what tends to happen when when I have these conversations with guys is like a lot of people are I don't want to say either, but just for some reason, a lot of people tend to veer towards Nike or Adidas or somewhere in between. But like, not many people sort of like mention sort of like, and I love Yeezy. I love the whole thing. Like the Beluga is a very, very cool shoe. The 350 in general is one of my favorite silhouettes, like just the comfort of it. I like the style of it. Even like, I believe the Beluga, I think it was the Beluga 2 just dropped on the Confirmed app as well. Like, because Adidas are trying to, yeah, they're trying to get rid of all of their backstock Yeezys, their dead stock Yeezys. You hear me? Trying to rake back a little bit of money, a couple coins off that. You hear me? Trying to flog that dead horse. I don't know if it's going to work.
I've still got some slides upstairs if you want them. Hit me up if you want.
Through Adidas, bro. We've got a couple stock. Stocked up. But yeah, man, the shoe's definitely a vibe, man. The 350 for me is one of the shoes that sort of reignited. I've always loved kicks, but the 350 reignited my love for kicks just because it was cool. Yeah, no, people don't. I don't talk about it enough, but like, there was a period like when I was younger where it was like, just like, I just love kicks in general. But then when I got a bit older and I had a bit more responsibility, I sort of veered away and started like doing mature things, as some people do. And then I sort of focused on other bits. And then what brought me back was the Yeezys, man. Just the idea of them being so comfortable, the Boost technology, the knit as well, like, and just how cool they looked. So yeah, man.
It was something new at the time.
It was different, man. It was so different. It was so different. Like, it took the running shoe to a new level, in my opinion, man. So I've got like three. When it comes to 350 V2s, I probably got like, I don't wear like the ones that I've got. I've got like probably three, four pairs. Yeah, I've got 3-4 pairs. I've got a V1 as well. But yeah, I'm a Yeezy guy.
I remember my first pair were the Yeezy Coppers. And I paid resale on them Depop, thing like $330. Like, but at the time that was a good price, and they had been worn once. And I could go and get them now. They ripped to everything. I've ruined them. But like, I look at them and go, wow. Like, they've been
bro. Ages. Do you know what's actually interesting that you say that? Yeah, because I remember when you were at. Because we saw ourselves at the Lorenzo G drop, and you were wearing like a brown fit.
Yeah, I was cool, like Willy Wonka style. I was wondering.
Yeah, you was wearing, basically it was like a chocolate fit. Yeah, now I'm thinking of it, and those coppers would have banged with those as well, with that fit as well. So yeah, those coppers would have banged. Now you're saying it because it's all lining up. Right. I'm saying like, I think you like brown, right? So what I'm saying, like,
towards those colours at this moment, this season. So
yeah, no, it's definitely a vibe. Yeah, the copper. I remember, yeah, that whole drop, those three straps. Yeah,
yeah,
boy, they were terrible. Like, they were so sick, bro. Like, those three straps are actually legendary. That whole drop, man. The Oreo, the red strap, and the copper were sick.
I remember my mate got a pair Adidas. I think he got two, and this is when they were going for like, I think what, 1600. I want to say like around Jeez. That. And like, he flogged them like local for $1,000. And I was like, my head was blown at this point. Around like, a shoe was this, and you could sell it for $1,000. I was like, what?
The game has completely changed, bro. Yeah. And now, obviously, the market's a little bit down. Resellers are losing their minds.
It's a good time, though, I think.
It's a great time if you want to buy kicks. Yeah.
You're walking this year. Like, Offspring, Foot Patrol, JD, stuff like that. And like, Jordan 4 Bred is sitting.
You can get it. There's literally no reason that you can't get a shoe that you want. And if you can't get it for retail, you just get, maybe you add £20, you get it for slightly above. Like, ain't no reseller making bread right now. Like, you get me? Maybe they're doing it on volume, but they're not doing it on individuals. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's definitely a buyer's market right now. In terms of, like, your upbringing, like, what area did you grow up in?
So I'm from Hertfordshire, more accurately, as Wellington City. So a lot of people, when I speak, people think I'm posh. And I look at them, I'm going, what? No chance. So I'm just outside of London.
Respect it.
But yeah, my upbringing, I would like to say humble upbringings. Like, mum and dad were very supportive. Anything I wanted to try and push, they would back me. Yeah, I think, again, I'm quite... I'd like to think I'm quite a humble person, you know. I don't like to gloat or go, yeah, I had this, that, and the other. Like, don't get me wrong, I've struggled, like, coming up through my childhood and stuff like that. And I think that's where, for me now, that's why I'd look to push on. I always look for what's next, what do I want to do next. So I think that's kind of a little bit about me. But yeah, I'm just Joe. Just Joe, yeah.
We like that. So, like, when you go back into your mind's eye, when you were growing up, like, when in Garden City, Hertfordshire, you get me? Like, what shoes were you seeing on people's feet? What was popular?
Oh, well, if I'm going back to school, I remember this exact conversation with my mum and dad. They refused to spend £60 for Air Forces back in the day. When there was £60, I wanted an all-black pair. I literally was like, mum, dad, I need a black pair. They're like, no, the best you're getting is Vans.
Really?
Okay, right, you know. And then
it's not too bad.
Vans at that point were, yeah, they were talking at one point. They were falling off.
No, man, but to be fair, I feel like your parents did you a bit of a favour, because even though I love the Air Force One, all black pairs of Air Force Ones are for murderers and definitely the disenfranchised of our society, man. So, yeah, maybe they did you a favour.
I don't even want a white pair now.
I love the Air Force One, but definitely certain ones carry different kind of connotations. But you kind of alluded to it, like, in terms of, like, growing up and having some struggles and stuff. Did you ever have to, like, dabble in the dark arts? Like, did you ever have to, like, get into the unholy grails, kicks that are maybe not 100% legit, maybe some off-brand pairs? I'll give you a couple of names, see if any of them ring a bell. Like, you Dunlop's Everlast, Slazenger and all them jazz there, like Plimsolls.
Yeah, Slazenger, 100%.
Yeah, man.
Sports Direct, £15, happy days, Bosh.
You get me, man. Sports Direct were really the plug back in the day, still.
You walk in and go, yeah, they'll do, done. It was just easy. But in terms of, like, fake bits, I think the only stuff I, like, dabbled in was fake Ralphies back in the day.
I hear that. I think I got involved in a little bit of that as well.
They was like, what, 20, 30 quid for a polo? And no one's going to look at it and go, yeah, that's fake. The check off, like, no.
Do you know what? You're absolutely right. I think when it comes to fakes, yeah, in general, I think there are things that people generally assume to be fake, and therefore will look at something and say they look fake, whereas there are other things that people just assume nobody cares enough about 100%. To get a fake version.
100%.
Like, and one of the number one things I remember watching a video about, and the guy was like, he was like, no matter how rich I am, I will never buy a real pair of Air Force Ones. I'll only wear fake pairs. And I was like, what are you talking about? And he was like, yeah, because nobody will ever come up to me on the road and say that's a fake Air Force One. And it's the truth. So, I don't, like, the Air Force One has been, like, it's been retroed and remade and done, like, for so long that, like, some of the fake pairs look better than the QC coming out of the Nike factories. Oh, so it's like, how could you possibly tell? So I get it. Like, so it is what it is. Yeah. Would you ever dabble in the fakery now? Big event organizer and that.
Yeah. Do you know what? Me personally, no. However, if someone was to come up to be like, and they'll be like wearing fakes, I'll be like, okay, cool. Like, you know,
you're not the type to call it out and that.
No, because, like, I've always had the idea of a lot of people are less fortunate. So they may have to go, do you know what? I'd rather just get a fake pair. But again, like, someone at the event, they could be walking around in, like, fake Travis's. But no one cares, because at the end of the day, they're for the love and the passion of the shoe, whether or not it's fake, real. So, you know.
That's a massive point, you know. And the thing is, I think I've spoken to other people, and I think maybe it's a good thing for us to chat about now. Like, can you be a sneakerhead and wear fakes? Is, like, are the two mutually exclusive? Like, and I've had people on the pod, like, shout out to Matt O and to other people that I've had on the pod in previous episodes, where they've kind of tried to break it down, and some of them are basically of the opinion that, you know what, you can wear fakes and still be a sneakerhead, because ultimately the reason why you're wearing it is because you love the kicks. 100%. But for some, I think it really depends on the motivation behind you wearing the shoe. Are you trying to stunt on people? Or are you just like strapped for cash?
100%.
And you just like the kick, right? So it is a bit of a toss-up depending on sort of, it's almost that thing of like murder and manslaughter. It's the mentality behind it as opposed to the actual shoe itself. Like, are we can't blame the shoe. We kind of have to work out what the intention was behind it. But yeah, what you're saying is absolutely right. If I was walking around an event and I saw someone wearing a fake pair of Yeezys or a fake pair of Travis's, I'm not going to call them out unless it's for content, obviously.
Yeah. Need the title. It's true in that respect, but like, you know, just an idea that's come to my head is just like, you look at Travis Scott shoes, you know, banned for what, 160 retail, but like someone may want to wear the shoe because that's his favorite artist, or Jordans, they want to wear Jordans to play basketball in, but they can't afford the real pair, so they'd rather just hoop in them. Or you know, you look at Shaq O'Neal with the cheap knockoff versions he sells in. I can't remember the exact store.
Maybe I think it's It's not Kmart. It's the other one. It's the one that at Walmart. Walmart.
That's it. Yeah, that's the one. They're cheap, $20-$30, but then kids will look at their mum and dad and go, "Oh my god, a Shaq O'Neal shoe," and it's so much more affordable. So yeah. You know, it ultimately, like, it just depends on the reason. Like you say, if it's for stunting, it's a bit like, but. Again, it comes back to my main point of, you know, if you're not really going to be looking on Instagram unless you're genuinely looking for it and going, they're fake, you know. So yeah,
100%.
It's a hard one.
No, I respect that. All right, bro, let's get into the EST of KIC. Yeah. This is a part of the interview where we sort of chat about your collection, the modern day, the ones that you sort of like. So your oldest, newest, rarest, greatest, cheapest, that sort of bits.
Yeah.
Like, it gives the people a little bit of an insight into sort of what you're rocking nowadays. You get me? What's part and parcel of your current collection? So if I was to ask you, what's the oldest shoe you got in your collection right now? What's that?
Oldest shoe in my collection. In terms of release date, it'll have to be the Off-White Blazer Hallows Eve.
Bro, that's fire.
That's probably the oldest one into my head at the top of the moment.
Yeah, no, that's fire. That's fire. What? That's the one with the yellow tick, right?
Yeah, I love to be fair.
Sorry, orange,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I got it behind me as well, but I'll save that for later.
Nah, that's all good. That's all good. I respect that.
Yeah, a blazer.
Yeah, that's a strong shoe. Blazers have a real sort of, people have a real love-hate relationship with the Blazers, man. Some people that rock with them really rock with them, and others are like, I hate that silhouette.
Really? You don't like it?
No, not me personally, because I've had a couple pairs. My missus hates them. I ended up getting rid of them, man, because like the looks that I was getting when I was rocking them weren't vibing, man. But yeah, like some people like really like don't vibe with them, man. But I mess with the blazer, man. The blazer's a cool silhouette, man. It's not comfortable, respectfully.
Hell no.
It's not comfortable shoe to wear, and I think ultimately that's what sort of veered me off it. But like, I think it's definitely a cool silhouette. Like, I think it's in it's a boot silhouette. So I when I look at the blazer, I see a little bit of the 750. I see like a Chuck Taylor. Yeah. Like I'm saying, you can see those different types of sort of boot silhouettes in there, sort of thing, and sort of the genesis of that. So definitely a cool shoe. You can't knock that. Well, let's flip that all the way around and let's talk about your newest pair. What's the newest pair to come into Casa de Palmley, bro?
The newest pair that I've picked up would be, I think it'll be the Nike Vomeros. I've got this like chocolate colorway. It's a women's pair, believe it or not.
I do believe it.
Yeah, just saw it and I was like, I love it. And again, like a great time to walk into a shop and a retail pickup. Walk in, happy days, and you walk away happy. So I think the Vomero, my most recent one.
The Vomero, the Vomero 5 is really doing bits right now in terms of, I feel like it's elevated Nike in terms of their sort of their running and their comfort, because that shoe is a very, very comfortable shoe. And I feel like over the years, even though Nike have made shoes for comfort, they haven't always hit, and I think this hits. And I feel like the actual the actual, the blocking of the shoe, the elements of the shoe. I feel like that's going to be a silhouette that we're going to see for years and years to come. So I'm definitely vibing with the Vomero.
Well, only a matter of time when a collab happens and then it's going to go off, I think.
It's going to go crazy. I'm waiting to see, because the thing is, I don't believe there's been a big collab with the Vomero, and I'm waiting to see what the first one is, because I feel like the Vomero is essentially Nike's version of a New Balance or a Saucony. It's that sort of like avant-garde type runner that no one's really using to do any kind of real running or activity in. It's just for walking around and looking cool and that. And I feel like that's their version, and I think it's a really good shoe. It gives me sort of Asics Kayano vibes as well. Like, it's just it's for what we're doing right now, and for the vibe in the air right now, I feel like it's definitely ticking a lot of boxes. So I get you.
On the top of that, the Nike DN. What's your thought?
Do you know what, Joe, man? I'm so happy you brought it up, bro. I'm so happy, because obviously, I'm talking to you. I don't know what the date is, but like, I literally touched down from holiday yesterday. Mm-hmm. There was a massive event.
Crazy.
I was gonna even ask you. I think I saw a picture of you there, but like, all of the guys from the scene were there. Nike threw on a massive event just to fully announce the DN, the Air Max DN, sort of like the new version of the deluxe new Air Max. And do you know what, man? Initially, when I saw the few of the pics, I was like, no, this is interesting. Then I sort of started to see the connection with the original deluxe. And I was like, you know what, man? I'm feeling it. And then I saw the Supreme pair, and I was like, well, that's sick. I saw the Silver Bullet looking pair that Clint sort of teased on his stories and on his posts as well. And I'm like, okay. And I'm a little bit of a cynic, but I'm like, and now the event, and I'm like, what's going on with this shoe, man? Why are they pushing it so hard? Like, I mean, the thing is, there's nothing wrong with that, but a part of me is like, why are they pushing this shoe so hard?
Unless something big's going to happen, I don't know, or it's new silhouette, it may go off, it may not. You know what shoes are like. Some people take off to them, some people don't. Or take off to them in a few years, like, you know.
Well, yeah, do you think it's literally them just trying to say, like, we think this is a silhouette that we can really get some traction with, and therefore we want to introduce it in a really sort of like cool and vibrant way, letting you know, the consumer, that we are putting a lot of time and effort into telling that story, so that you place it in your mind in the right, on the right level, so that they don't, so that we don't think it's just a knockoff deluxe. And I think that's fair. You get me? Because I don't think it would be fair for them to put a lot of effort in and then for us to sort of kind of rubbish it. But then a part of me is a little bit cynical, like, guys, man, like, let there be a little bit of mystique, let there be a little bit held back, just so that I can feel like I want the shoe. Because right now I feel like it's everywhere. Yeah. Although it's difficult to get. And this is another thing. It is difficult to get. Not many people have managed to cop pairs. Mm-hmm. I know there was a little bit of a shock drop. As I said once again, while I was away, so some people managed to pick up bits on the sneakers app. But
this is the thing: I had the opportunity to grab a pair at the event, and I was a bit like, I tried them on, I liked them, but I wasn't in love with them. A lovely shoe, like comfy, but I'm not. I wasn't jumping at it. I wasn't like eager to, and I was a bit drunk as well. So usually when I'm drunk, I like end up buying stuff. But yeah, the car goes tap tap, but. It didn't go tap tap.
Do you think it was the colorway? Because I think I can't remember the name of the colorway, but it's that sort of like, yeah. I know it's got like a bit of a pink or a purpley upper, and predominantly black. Do you think it's the colorway, or do you think it's the shoe itself?
I don't know. I quite like the shoe itself. I just think it depends how they push it, because they're doing it with like big influencers like Ronaldo, like you say, Clint, like that. The black was just boring for me. I think if you're going off like colorway vibes, I think it'd be the silver Supreme pair. But then,
that looked crazy.
But then I think partially in the back of my head, that's going because I know it's like one of 20. So it makes you want it more. Do you see what I'm saying? You know, where's the shoes more exclusive? It goes, that desire, I need that. But I'm not jumping out my seat to get them.
I respect that. Yeah, I'm so happy that you brought it up, man, because I've been meaning to have a little, not rant, but just to have a little chat. Just get it off my chest a little bit, because it's not like I dislike it, because I've actually had discussions with people saying, like, I actually like the silhouette. Especially the fact that it sort of arcs back to a previous model, which I did like. I spoke to James Ells, James Ells from Drop Date, and we spoke about that. He's an Air Max guy through and through, and he was like, that's one of my favorite models from back in the day. So the fact that they're sort of remixing it a little bit and sort of paying homage is cool. But then, like, sometimes I feel like maybe it's just one of the ones where sometimes you feel a brand is doing a little bit too much, and then you think, is there a reason behind this? Like, why are they pushing this so hard? You get me? Like, so I keep my eyes open. It's not something, I think I'm in a similar position to you. I think, like, even if I had the opportunity to buy it, maybe out of curiosity, I'd buy it and just try it on. But it's not something that I'm like, I have to have it.
Nah.
I don't have to have it. But time will tell, because, you know, us sneaker man, them, you know, we're a fickle bunch, you know.
Yeah, I think I need that.
Is it like you be waking up tomorrow and be like, you know what, bro? You see one certain fit, or you see a story, and you're like, I think I might need that kick. Us man, I saw, but the thing is, at least we're honest.
We got wandering eyes, honestly. Like, forget the bro. Wind. We see another shoe, the wandering eyes over there. It's like, oh my god, I need that. Sorry, my new pair. Sorry, I need that.
Wondering, I just buy a cop one pair and onto the next, man. Just bear conquest in and get me. What would you say? What would you say is your rarest pair?
Probably this is the thing. Travis reverse mocha lows, but then I want to get rid of them because I've got the Phantoms and I love the Phantoms, the all black pair. I prefer them. I can just wear them with more stuff. So I think
I respect that.
Probably that's probably my rarest like pair in the collection, if we're going off that.
No, that's fair. But you prefer the Phantoms. Do you think, because when the Phantoms came out, I was like, I feel like that was a bit of a money grab. It's like a black cat version of the shoe that he's been putting out. But like, it definitely ticked some people's boxes because it just made a shoe that you didn't really have to you didn't have to build a fit around it. It's a far more easier shoe to wear now, in terms of a Travis. So I do get it.
My pair barely creased, nothing. Whereas with the reverse mockers, like, because it's white, you'd literally see it from a mile off. Like,
it's a dirt magnet, bro. Yeah, no, respectfully.
So that's kind of one of the reasons I thought, do you know what? Yeah, left on with it. And then I've just kept wearing them ever since, and then ended up drinking liquid death out of them, and they've been toasted. Now they're cooked.
Bro, don't tell me you did a shoey in the Travis's, bro.
Just had a quick drink, you know, why not? For the views.
Man, did a shoey in the Travis's for the clicks. You got to do it for the content, respectfully. Oh man, I love it. If you were just like running out your house, literally like bopping to the shops, not thinking too much about a fit, but just grabbing those shoes that normally stay close to your front door, what is that shoe, bro?
I'll have to be honest with you, at the moment it's the Vomero.
I respect that.
It's so easy. I literally just throw them on without even thinking it. New Balances, protection packs. I like them. They're comfy. 2002 R's, yeah. Protection pack, nice.
Yeah, big. Yeah, 2002 R's. I still don't have my first New Balance. I've actually. Well, do you know what? I say that, right? I did purchase the Gore-Tex down pair.
Yeah.
I got both. But I just like, for whatever reason, it just didn't vibe with me. So like,
you're overthinking it.
I think so. Do you know really what I want, if I'm being honest? I want a Jown pair and I want a 991. I want a 991. And I feel like just that. Because the other thing with me is I don't like to have a bloated collection. I don't want like multiples like of the same shoe. There are certain shoes that I do have multiples of, but like different colorways, but like usually I try to keep everything quite light because of space and stuff and just like, You get me? Like, I just don't want to be that guy that's got like a whole room of Jordan 1s in it.
Jordan 1, yeah.
You get me? Like, I just don't want to be that guy. So, that being said, like, I know the 991 is my silhouette in terms of New Balance. Mm-hmm. And they've got so many sick collabs. 100%. Like, and I feel like the Jown pair is like the sickest one. So I'm going to try. The funny thing is, yeah, like, how I was sleeping, like, I actually saw a used pair on eBay go for like 160, barely worn in my size. Yeah, crazy. Like, then the closest one would have been like £300. Like, I can't believe.
Why didn't you?
I didn't see it. I only saw. So when I go on eBay, what I do when I'm, especially if I'm like selling something or I'm trying to look to see what the prices that have people have been buying at, I will do this thing where you change the filter to completed sales or prices, just so you can see what people are actually paying, because that gives you a better understanding of exactly like what you should be paying as opposed to like what people have put up as their guide price. Mm-hmm. And I literally just saw it on there, and it was so rare and random, and I just like, I can't believe it. So what I was hoping was that like it just like just sort of timed out, but no, it definitely got sold. Somebody is very sharp, and he, especially in my size is a size 12. It's very rare. You get me? Like, so yeah, it's not an easy shoe to get, man, but I'll keep my eyes open, man. You never know. It might swing back around.
Maybe it kicks some coffee, mate. You never know.
You never can tell. And you know what? That being said, man, let's jump into kicks and coffee, yeah, broski. So people like have sort of mentioned in the past, like, that, you know what, the kicks game is really saturated. 100%. Like, there's a lot of stuff happening. 100%. There's too many things popping up or whatever, like, and you're thinking to yourself, but like, one thing I personally thrive on is variety. Yeah. And I feel like when there's a niche and there's an opportunity for somebody to build something within that niche, I feel like it's a vibe, bro. So talk to me about Kicks and Coffee, man. It is the UK's latest, newest, you get me, most vibrant, you get me, sneaker and streetwear festival. Get me? I think it's had two. I think you're at two right now. About to have your third in April.
Yeah.
Right? Talk to me. How did it happen? How did it come together? Give me that story, bro.
So, yeah, obviously I'll name drop them straight away. So I think it was Crep City. I was in Crep City, Box Park. I think it was back in May of last year. And I just felt like something was missing. I walked in and, don't get me wrong, the vibe was great. Shoes everywhere. You can't go wrong with that. But just very hot, stuffy. And I felt like I couldn't speak to people. There was no like set of interaction, no community. You just came in, you ate, you looked around, shopped if you wanted, if you didn't, you went to see you later, you went home. Whereas I thought, something's missing here. And then I went to Sneakerness as well, and I was like, okay, a bit more open, a little bit more different, more interaction. So I've seen two different sides of the spectrum. So I was like, again, I still felt like something was missing. And then I'll be honest, like my two passions are sneakers and coffee. So I thought, okay, kick some coffee, and then there it is. Here it is in the flesh. So yeah.
Do you know what? I love it, bro. I love it, man. It's that simple. And I think some of the things that you mentioned in terms of Crep and Sneakerness are things that have been echoed by other people, other guests on the show, and myself included. Like, obviously, especially now with content and working with different brands and going out to these different events, like, you go out to these places, and I think it's great in terms of it being just like-minded people and the opportunity to see people that you've been looking at on your screen and vibing with like people that are just like you. But like, sometimes you have to think about user experience. And I do agree with what you said in terms of Crep City. Like, it is chock-a-block in there. Like, it's so popular and the space is so tight and it's got so many vendors. Like, it just makes the place even tighter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's not necessarily a knock, in the sense that I get it, because it's about the resellers, it's about the culture, it's about like giving people what they want, which is the kicks, and getting people good deals and stuff. But in the same sense, about like, you got to think of user experience, you got to think of like how does a person feel in this environment, and with so many people being there, like, it just sometimes does feel a little claustrophobic.
Yeah.
But I know that they're looking at those sorts of things, and as time goes on, I'm sure things will be sort of modified yeah, things will change or whatever. Sneaker Nest, similarly, I felt the same thing. I felt Sneaker Nest had more space. They had real... I think what Sneaker Nest did, which was really, really cool, is how they integrated the installations with the bigger brands like the Louis Vuitton and the Crepe Select and the Edit London as well, like eBay obviously as well, Sneaker Den. Like those installations were really, really cool because it made it bigger. It made it feel like SneakerCon. It made it feel like a bigger thing. And the way that they separated, so they had the installations and the real experience part first. And then if you want to buy kicks, you go back to the back, and they've got a whole spot for buying kicks. And it's like, that was cool.
Wow. Yeah,
that was smart. I felt like that worked well. But then like my experience of Kicks and Coffee when I came down about a month ago was like it sat sort of a little to the left. Like it took a lot of good things from Sneaker Nest, right, and also focused on the reselling from Crepe City, like also with the sort of calm, cool aspect of, like, you don't think about, even though I mean coffee is sort of a thing that you drink when you're sort of on your way to work or you're maybe rushing out. But I know a lot of people that just go and get coffee and just chill, right? This is it, right? You get coffee, you just chill and just sit and just relax or whatever. That's the whole reason why, like, they refer to coffee shops as the third place.
Yeah.
That idea of that environment that people just feel comfortable in outside of their homes and stuff or their workplaces. And you created that. And I think that's definitely something that you should fully lean into, that whole idea of that sort of communal, comforting, cool cotch, like with all of the cool things around you.
Yes.
And I think it was a vibe, bro. I really enjoyed myself, man. Like, especially being a bit older as well. Like, sometimes the hustle and bustle ain't the one, man. Sometimes you just want to walk freely, not sweat as much because there's so much body heat in the spotlight. You just want to be free. Like, it was very, very cool, man.
Yeah.
Was that all by design in terms of like the space and sort of like the vibe of it, or is that just sort of just how it's sort of happened?
Kind of just how it sort of happened, really. Like, I'll be 100% honest with you, like this whole new business venture is completely new to me. So I had to do my website, I had to do my logo, I'm doing the event planning, I'm speaking to vendors, I'm doing everything, like even the video editing, bar my video editor. Shout out Stan. Stan's on the move. What a legend. He's helped me massive as well. So I can't just say it's been myself. Even you guys as well coming down on the day is a one big family and it's trying to push it like that. But swinging back to your question, in terms of it, not really. Like, I just love like the industrial kind of vibe that's getting portrayed and pushed, I think, through social media. So I thought, you know what? I kind of want it rough looking. Like, stuff doesn't look 100%. Oh, why is that there? Why? What's going on here? So it makes you intrigued. It goes, hold on a minute. Let me go and have a look. And then with it being such an open space, you can actually go and speak to the vendor or the other person who's coming through for the love of the shoe or the coffee. And so, yeah, I think we like the open space and we like it being rough. And yeah, just, I don't know how to describe it really. Just like, yeah, just one big rough kind of space, really.
Bro, I definitely think I know for a fact this is definitely going to blow. As long as you can stay sort of motivated and you continue to do all of the good things and continue to, like,
that's the hard.
People continue to support, like, because the thing is, obviously, with any new venture, it's going to come a time, especially in the beginning, where, like, you're going to feel like you're fighting an uphill battle, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I call it the battle to begin, and I feel like this is something that you've already overcome. Like, a lot of the greatest ideas have never started because people just never got over their mind.
Mm.
Like, they've never got to the point where they felt that they ticked all the criteria enough for them to even start. And I applaud you for starting something new. Yeah. Even with the, like, even with, like, all of the things that are going on in society and, like, people talking about cost of living, boom, boom, boom. Hmm. You're like, you know what, man? Let's create something that makes people feel good. You get me? Like, in a niche that I know people will vibe with. And I think it definitely works.
Hmm.
You get me? Like, and yeah, like, the way that I am is Like, I don't feel like anybody owes me anything.
100%.
And this is the truth of the matter. This is the truth when it comes to content, when it comes to socials, when it comes to this career that I'm trying to create for me and my family. And, like, I don't feel like anyone owes me anything. So anybody ever reaches out to me on a humble tip and just says to me, like, this is what I'm trying to create, this is what I'm trying to do. Like, I vibe with that. I vibe with the entrepreneurs, man. I vibe with the people that are trying to create and build and do something that's never really been done before, like, in a different lane. Like, so, yeah, man, you got my support.
Nah,
calmly, you've got my support. You get me, like, and as long as you don't change, Joel, bro, that's gonna stay the same.
No, literally, like, this is, I think, is another thing, like, we want to, like, integrate into Kick Some Coffee Early Doors is the community and giving people, as much as myself, a place to showcase, but giving upcoming brands, you know, that are maybe one of one and just need that opportunity and that literally that little door open just to go, yeah, well, what if? I always say to my boys at football, what if? Just always gamble, like, what if? What if this? What if that? Like, because at the end of the day, you'll never know. And I think, again, obviously, I'm not blowing smoke up my own, but I am humble. You know, I don't, like, if people want to come to me for help, I'm there. Like, I'm with my mates and my friends and my family, you know. But yeah, like, as much as, you know, everyone will be there to support you, I think it's giving it back to them as well. I, you know, and that's where Kicks and Coffee is. The word is community, and I'm so
massively
sure I'm passionate about it because I've attended different events, I've met yourself, and, like, just going to the Lorenzo drop, like, everyone's going berserk over one shoe, and I think that's what's so beautiful, just over a piece of material that just brings people together and makes people go crazy, but that's what it is. But yeah, in terms of me changing, nah, I'm here to stay.
Good lad. Yeah. Good lad. We love that, man. We love that. And bro, yeah, keep your eyes peeled. Watch this space, people. Like, Kicks Chronicles, Prozac, Kicks and Coffee, definitely going to be doing some stuff in the future. I've got some ideas. Something popped into my head as we were talking. I'm like, that might be cool. So yeah, we might talk about it offline and see where I go on, you get me, like. But yeah, definitely keep your eyes peeled, and I will be definitely coming down as long as I can do, you get me, like, to all of the events, man, and showing my support as well. Let's mosey on, right? Because you've been amazing. Thank you so much for your time.
Don't be silly.
Do you know what, yeah, before we get into the sort of last bits of the interview, like, having created an event, like, what are, because I feel like I asked you this directly in an interview when we had a brief chat at the event. But what have you learned in terms of creating an event? What have you learned? Because the reason I'm asking that, right, is not to test you, obviously. I don't, but it's more that somebody might be watching this and thinking, like, I've got an idea. Right, or I want to start something, I want to create something, and maybe we could give them a bit of encouragement or advice to do that. So yeah, what have you learned? What has been sort of helped you to sort of get to where you are now?
I think, being 100% honest, making the first step is the biggest step, but it'll be the biggest relief once you do it. Just again, going back to the what if factor, you know, I think someone told me once, or gave me the idea of, you're 70 years old, you're sat in your rocking chair and you're looking back at your life. Are you regretful or are you happy? You can sit and you're not, you know, you're happy. You went, do you know what? I'm glad I done that. You don't look back at your life and regret. So I think when someone told me that, I was like, oh, okay, let's do it. What's the worst that's going to happen? Failure is the biggest thing that can happen, but it can also be the best thing because you learn from your mistakes. And I think referring from that, I have learned from several mistakes through this. Like, again, like, even with, like, potentially some of the layout, I look back at it and going, I should have done that. But then now I know now. So if it's one piece of advice I can tell people is to make that jump. Ultimately, life throws you curveballs, but turn it into a home run.
Oh, come on now.
Send it back.
Yeah. And then we send it all the way back, broski. We send that. Bro, we don't even send it back. We send that rap. Right out the stands, G. We send that out the park. You get me? Like, no. I respect that, bro. And you're absolutely right, man. Like, mistakes are opportunities to learn. Just that.
Yeah. Like, if you're not making mistakes, you're not pushing hard enough, if I'm being honest. That's the thing. You don't care enough, nah. If I'm being honest, man. Just put your foot in it and just keep it moving. Like,
if you're passionate about something, do it. Run with it.
Yeah, man. Just have a dig, bro. Have a dig. Using a football analogy, bro. You've got to have a dig at a certain point, bro. Sure. The ball comes in.
You don't score.
This is it, man. Mm. And you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. 100%. You get me, man? You get me? We've got a million of them. You're turning into a football podcast.
Oh, no.
But yeah, bro, that was amazing. That was amazing. This is a question I love because it kind of gives a little bit of a window into people's minds. But before we get into that, bro, I want a challenge.
Go on. I'm listening.
I want a challenge. No, I said I want a challenge. Yeah, don't talk about I'm listening. I want a challenge.
Okay.
You get me? Yay! I'm challenging you.
Yeah.
Right? You get me? You've been talking a little bit of talk.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to my podcast or my platform, yeah, okay. Nobody sits too easy, bro, because a challenge can come from wherever, whenever. Yeah. I'm like Randy Orton with this thing. The RKO can come out of anywhere, bro. You get me? Just pull it off boom, like that. You get me? So, yeah, we're challenging right now. And I feel like with you, yeah, right, we're gonna go Nike silhouettes.
Okay.
Go back to back on Nike silhouettes, yeah. Back to back, yeah. Right? I'm gonna let you go first because you're my guest.
Yeah,
that's the only reason I'm letting you go first because I don't let people go first on nothing. I'm always first.
Okay,
I'm always number one, but yeah. I'm gonna let you go first today because you're my guest, right? Say your best three Nike silhouettes, one, and I'm gonna go as well. So we go one after the other.
Yeah.
Right? And let the people decide who's got the best in terms of what are the best three Nike silhouettes.
Okay.
You get me?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to let you go. Do your thing.
Oh, for me, oh my God, this is throwing me way off. The love of the shoes that came into it will be Jordan 1 for me. My reason, okay. Virgil, 100%. That's my reason. Second.
Hold on.
Okay, I've been paused. Hold on.
Hold on. So are you saying you're right? The first one you're selecting is the Jordan 1.
Controversy at the moment, yes, but I'm sticking firm with my Jordan 1.
Okay, so Jordan 1 is your number one in terms of Nike silhouettes that are like, boom.
They're just iconic. And
cool. Mm. All right. And then I'm going to go. You can go next.
Yeah.
Okay. Right?
Go on.
I'm going to go on and you can go next. And the way that I'm doing this year, right, is if you say one, I'm not going to say it.
Okay. Yeah, cool. You're right? Out.
Yeah. Done. Yeah, that's done. Okay. The Jordan 1 is off the table.
Okay.
Right. And to be fair, let's be real, yeah? Let's only select one Jordan each.
Cool. Yeah, cool.
Right? One Jordan each, yeah? So if you're taking the 1, right, I'm taking the 11.
Oh.
Right? I'm taking the 11. Yeah. That is my favorite Jordan silhouette, right? So I'm throwing that out there. I know people are out here like, Jordan 4, Jordan 3. Nah, Jordan 11 is my...
Sticking to the roots.
You get me? That is my favorite silhouette. That is my original. That's what brought me in terms of Jordans. It was the Jordan 11, right? Pete and Brits, right? So that's where we are,
right?
You get me? Like, now it's your turn, bro. Talk to me.
SB Dunk.
SB Dunk, strong.
My reason being, again, my other love, I think my grail, like input a grail here, it would be my Freddy Krueger.
If I could. What? Yeah, it's hard.
Oh my God. Yes, I think I love that. Every time I look at it on YouTube, I go, wow, I'm like drooling. I'm like, oh. I love that.
It's a crazy story as well. Very, very cool shoe, man. And the SB Dunk is like a legendary shoe in terms of collabs.
You can't. Look at them.
It's hard to not give that shoe the highest level of respect. All right, that's thrown me a bit still.
I'm beating the game.
I'm taking the SBs off the table still.
Oh, come on.
Oh, mate, I feel like
I can see one behind you.
I don't know what you're referring to.
There is one
behind me that is my number one. I want to make sure that I put that at number. Do you know what? I have to say it now because if you say it next, then it's off. So I have to say it now. I'm going to say the Air Max one.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah, I have to say the Air Max one. I need to be smart with this, yeah, right? I've got the big bubble here. Mm. I've got the LV8 back behind me, George Greens as well. Like earlier on, I mentioned that I don't have multiples, but this is one shoe that I do have a multiple of because it is literally one of my favorite silhouettes of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Like literally of any brand, and I'm talking big bubble, small bubble, I don't care. I know a lot of people are hung up on all of that jazz, like, bro, like a lot, like the big bubble here, like we were at the Drop of the Year Awards, you remember, and I had to put some people in their place because they were chatting breezy about the big bubble. Bun all that, bro. Forget all of that waste, you get me? Like whether it's the big bubble, small bubble, it don't make a difference. Air Max One, put respect on that shoe's name. Mm. So yeah, definitely. Mm. Yeah, the Air Max One is there. So we'll go Air Max One next. And I have to think hard about my last one. But
oh, my last one. I think this is hard.
This is very hard.
Now
I'm sweating.
I think I'm gonna have to go with the Jordan 4. I think
can't do it, bro.
Why?
Jordan's off the table.
Oh, I was about to swear. Oops.
This guy tried it.
I know.
You saw it.
Other silhouette. Oh yikes! Jordan's off the table. The dunks are gone. I'm gonna have to go Blazer again. Because
respectfully,
if you're looking at history, there's been some bangers. If you're looking at some of the Supreme collabs, they keep redoing them.
Blazer is a strong shoe. We spoke about it earlier. I'm saying, like, I know you've got a strong pair in your collection. Yeah, man.
I keep looking.
Nah, that's hard. So there are.
It's hard, man.
Like, I'm trying to get inspiration, man. The thing is, yeah, I don't actually want to say like a regular dunk. I don't want to say a regular dunk. I don't think I like dunks, but they're not. I don't want to say it in a disparaging way, but they're not iconic to me. You get me? SB dunks are kind of iconic.
Yeah.
Regular dunks aren't iconic. They're very cool, certain colorways, but they're not iconic, man. It's not iconic to me. But what a shoe that, especially in recent history, like, and a shoe growing up, which I do feel, see, there's like two. I'm going to throw it out there. There's two that are crazy. Like, so I could say the 90, Air Max 90, or I could say the 95.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And the 90 is very close to my heart. Yep. One of the first shoes that I ever got that put me on. I was like, you know what, man, now I can walk with pride in the ends because I've got a good pair of kicks finally. Whereas the 95, I remember getting my first pair of 95s and just instantly feeling like a bad man. Yeah.
That's why I've never owned a 95. Never.
Yeah, it's a dangerous shoe to wear. It's like venom. It's like venom. And it takes over your soul. It takes over your whole mindset and stuff. You change. Oh, you just change. You get me? Like, you have to pull it off because it's like, you get me?
They're both good.
Nah, they're very, very strong to me, man. I'm a massive fan of the 90. Huge fan of the 95. But like, I feel like in terms of recent, and you know what, I can also give a little honourable mention to the Air Force One. Don't wear them enough, but they're definitely a shoe that people love and stuff like that. But you know what I'm going to go with the 95. I'm going to go with the 95. Like, for this reason, predominantly is growing up, that shoe, the layering on that shoe, the comfort on that shoe is strong.
Mm.
But then the other reason I would say is last year, like Cortez, they definitely had a moment.
Yeah.
And I think it was legit. And I think it just cemented that shoe as a London shoe.
Yeah.
You get me? And I'm a London boy. You get me? And I just feel like it should be represented. So yeah, I'm going to go with the Air Max 95. So yeah. All right. So
sealed and approved.
Yeah, that's done. right? So let's recap, yeah, right? Your first was a Jordan 1.
Yeah.
And then I said the Jordan 11.
Mm-hmm.
You then said the Blazer.
SB Dunk.
Mm-hmm. SB Dunk, absolutely. And I said the Air Max 1.
Yeah.
And then your last one was the Blazer.
Yeah.
And my last one was the Air Max 95. Good people. Decent in terms of like those silhouettes, absolutely all heavy hitters.
Yeah.
Can't disrespect any of them. And people will let us know in the comments who picked up the dub. You get me? Let us know who picked up the dub on that one. But I'm liking it. Good energy on that one, man. Good energy. Couple curveballs in there. Joe, you know what you did.
Oh, no.
You know what you did.
You got to stir the pot in this game.
No, you know what you did, and I respect it. The thing is, yeah, because you came to win, and I like that.
You got back the corner.
No. You did your thing, and I respect it. I respect the hustle. All right, bro. I want to ask you a question. It's something that, as I said, is a bit of a window into the mind of a person. It's a question I refer to as desert island kicks.
Yeah.
You're stranded on a desert island. You don't know how you got there, but you got two pairs of shoes with you. What two pairs of shoes do you have with you, and why?
What two pairs of shoes do I have on a desert island? Oof. Ouch.
Stress.
Because you got to take in the whole like comfort situation, and you know, as much as I want to be like rocking some like heavy hitters, you're stranded on a desert island. No one cares. Oh my god! For comfortability, oh, I can't believe I'm going to say this. Oh my god, it makes me feel ill. Foam runners, my reason being.
Phone runners are just over there. Bro, I get it. Go ahead and talk.
I think they're just so easy to slip on. Just like if I'm trekking around the island, you know, getting my bits and bobs, getting my fish, yeah, fine. Reeling it in, done. But
I respect it.
I hate them. I hate them.
I respect it, man. That shoe, yeah, that shoe's definitely Marmite, bro. Yeah, it's definitely a Marmite flavour. Yeah.
But my second, oh my god, oh, that's really throwing me off. Oh my god, I'm struggling here. Should have done my research.
Remember, there's no wrong answers.
That still doesn't help.
At all. I know. Facts.
Oh my god. Oh. It's got to be something that like lasts ages. I actually don't know. I'm struggling here big time. I feel like it's got to be something waterproof.
Okay, that's interesting.
Like Gore-Tex, like something that's going to protect me. I don't know, you know. Or like a Salomon.
That's a decent shout. I get where you're going with the old Gore core. Yeah.
Something that's going to like look after me. Because I could go Jordan 1, but like, who cares?
It's true, and I get you, bro. I get you, and the Solomon is sort of like built for the kind of terrain, like it's an outdoorsy sort of like trail type shoe. Even though like they have some sleeker pairs now as well.
100%.
Like, Solomon's a decent shout.
I'm going with them too. Again, sealed, confirmed.
No. That's a decent couple. I respect that still.
What about you? It's got to be
people.
Two new ones you haven't done.
I feel like what I need to do is every time someone flips this question back at me, I need to just answer in. I just need to give them a different answer. So anything that I've said in the past, I'm gonna disregard.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go with, because it's about the reasons behind it. I'm gonna go with. So Nike, Drake, Nocta. I'm gonna go with,
okay,
right, There was a, I'm not going with the Glide. So people thinking about the Glide. No, I'm not going with the Glide. They came out with a shoe that was in the shape of a swimming fin.
Okay. All
right. Right.
Yeah.
So I'm going with the swimming fin because then I can go in the water, I can catch my fish, be one with the water. I could even possibly, depending on how good I am with the swimming,
mm-hmm.
I might even be able to escape.
Oh,
right.
There you go.
You get me? Like, so that is legit. I've got a swimming fin, right? So I can swim, right? But like prior to the swimming, because I mean they're not gonna literally be unhelpful, on the island. With anything else, the only other shoe that I would rock, I think, would be pretty sharp and smart. Would be seven. Look, let's see.
You should get some football boots, going. Imagine a pair of football boots.
I think somebody said that in the past. I think someone said some Astros aside or football boots. Like it makes sense, man. maybe them new TN inspired. What's his name? Nike football boots.
Oh,
I recently come out.
Yeah, I know which ones you're on about.
Maybe them, but like those are too spicy for the island, bro. I feel like. Do you know what? Really, what I need.
Here come the.
Do you know what? Yeah, I'm going with the Noctifins, and then I'm going with the Ultra Boost.
Okay. Yeah. Do you know what? That's a great shout.
I've got an old pair of Ultra Boost right here.
Oh, you can't go wrong with them. I had an all white pair, but they're like all brown now. But
new pair now. Yeah, Ultra Boost definitely never stays too far away from me. Ultra Boost, although like it's not. Yeah, I don't need anything to help me with the sea because I've got the fin. So now I'm just focused completely on the land, comfort, breathability, everything that you need, bro. You get me, like. Yeah, man. Yeah, that's a strong shoe. I love the Ultra Boost. One of my favorites, especially the original pairs.
Oh.
Yeah, one of my absolute favorites.
Oh, man.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And for a good reason, because, yeah, those are well-made shoes. Those are well-made shoes. Yeah. If your house is burning down and you can only grab one pair from your collection, what are you taking?
Ouch. Ouch.
Yes, that's one of them.
That's a proper stomach punch.
That's one of them. God. Get me in the bread basket. Them one of them.
That is 100%. Oh, no. Oh. If I'm going... Oh, my God. That's really... Oh, wow, that's really throwing me, that has. I'm probably going to have to say... probably a lobster, you know. Orange lobster.
I respect it. Got a lot of history behind them. Concepts are a vibe.
It's a lobster.
Not easy to come by. You get me? So yeah.
No, it's like I could have gone with a Travis like reverse mocha, but then everyone's yawning, they're going, oh, boring. Get out of here. I'm going lobster.
Go lobster, man. I respect it. All right, bro. Let's do some quick fires.
Yeah.
Right. With these ones, yeah, with respect, I'm not looking for no dilly-dallying, just straight.
Yeah.
Okay. Straight shots from the chest.
Posh.
Oh, you get me? Right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're ready, I'm ready.
Let's go.
All right, let's do this in 3, 2, 1. Starting with a big boy, Nike or Adidas?
Nike.
Can you wear... Nike and Adidas together, yes or no?
Yes, if I don't say it.
We will come back to that. Very interesting wrinkle. I'm very intrigued. Okay, New Balance or Adidas?
New Balance.
All right, Saucony or New Balance?
New Balance, personally.
I respect it. Right. What was your last win on the Nike sneakers app?
Strawberry Cough.
Fantastic win. Wowza.
Yeah.
Wow. And a while ago as well. So respect for
long day.
All right, bro. Kicks or coffee?
Oh, kicks. That's my main love. Ouch.
Yeah. I slipped that one in. All right, bro. What's your Jordan number? So what's your favorite Jordan?
One.
I respect it. YouTube, Instagram, or TikTok?
YouTube.
Sneakers, kicks, or creps?
Sneakers.
Spotify or Apple Podcast?
Spotify.
What is your favorite collaboration?
Off-White Nike.
Vans or Converse?
Vans.
Laces or slip-ons?
Slip-ons.
Regular laces or do you pattern your laces?
Elaborate in terms of pattern. What do you mean by pattern?
So do you just, whatever, however they come, do you leave them that way and you just roll with them? Or do you undo them and put them in a specific pattern that you like?
Nah, leave them. Leave them to do whatever. Do the breeze, whatever.
I respect that. Do you customize your kicks or you straight factory settings?
Factory settings.
Retro or innovation?
Elevation. Grand second.
Flip flops or slides?
Slides.
Socks or barefoot?
Socks.
Comfort or style?
Comfort.
Fresh and clean or beaten and battered?
Beaten and battered.
Wow. I respect it. Washing machine or hand wash your kicks?
Hand wash.
Lows, mids or highs?
I've got to go lows at the moment. Lows.
Respect it. Triple blacks or white on whites?
Triple blacks.
Triple blacks. I was talking about that triple black AF1 earlier, man. Maybe he is a little bit of a degenerate. Generation X. Yeah. This guy, dangerous guy, man. You see him cross the street. Alright, man. That was decent, man. That was decent. Quick fire, man. Do you know what was very interesting about that? All of the answers were pretty much on point. But there was one that was really, really intriguing. And I want to get your elaboration on that. I asked you, can you wear Nike and Adidas together? Yes or no? You said, yes, if I can't see it. If I can't see it. That may be the most intriguing answer to this question I've ever had. So explain to me what you mean when you say that.
So if I see them, it's a criminal offence. You're getting banned. You're getting locked up. Okay? I'm not going to lie. But if you're wearing cargos, or if it's like an Adidas boxer or whatever, and I don't see them, so you've got cargos on top and Adidas socks, cool, I don't care. But if you're rocking the superstars with the Nike socks or some breeze, whatever you're doing, nah, get out of here.
Get out of here. Do you know what, bro? Although, I mean, it's sneaky, right?
Yeah.
It's understated. It's a little bit like, you know what I'm saying, under the cover of darkness, yeah. Like, just like one of them ones, like. But I kind of vibe with that, man, because sometimes you can't find another sock.
No, you just got to, right, that'll do.
Boom, and you just roll with it, like, and yeah, I feel like it also suggests a slight level of shame, which is also good. It's also
good. It's the guilty side.
Like, you know you're guilty, and that's fine. So you shouldn't be flaunting the guilt. You should be hiding the guilt. You get me? Mm. I'm saying, like, you don't want people to think you're cool with being guilty. So it's cool. Like, I get it, bro. I actually like it on a lot of levels. And I think possibly may have been one of the best answers to that question we've had on Kicks Chronicles. So, yeah, man, that's definitely a vibe. People, let us know in the comments whether you're vibing with what Joe is saying, man. Yes, if I can't see it. And I think I'm there with him, you know. I think I'm there with him, you know. I like that. No, all right, bro.
Don't know, won't hurt you.
This is it. We are literally just at the end. And once again, just appreciate you. Kicks and Coffee was definitely in the building. Joel Palmley doing his thing. Really, really do appreciate it, man. I want to ask you just a couple more things. The phrase sneakerhead. It's something sort of gets banded about, something that obviously has been used to describe the people in the sort of the industry, the community that sort of we vibe and identify with.
Yeah.
What does it mean? What does the word sneakerhead mean to you?
For me, again, community. There's so much love and passion around just a shoe. No matter the background, the story, who's made it, where it's come from. But again, I've said it so many times, a shoe will hold an individual story to you and me. Like,
the bread fall on the back, on your back wall, there could be a story behind it. You know, for me, the love of sneaker head, which brought me around, it was the Virgil Abloh, a whole collection of that. I was sitting in my science classroom entering raffles. I remember this, and my mate hit on the Jordan one, and I had head loss. I didn't hit on one. Didn't he hit two? He hit the Air Max 90s and the Jordan one. And then I think again that, but that's a story for me now. That's my story for the rest of my life. I've got, whenever I see a Jordan one, I go, oh, I remember that time with my mate, and I didn't. So, but yeah, community for me.
No, I love it, man. I love it. And to be honest, yeah, we all have those stories of those, like, whether you refer to them as near misses or could have beens, where it was like, I went for this and I didn't get it, man. And the thing about the Nike, the sneakers app is universally hated for that reason, because people have always got those sort of like, those L stories, man. But like, those are still stories.
100%.
And they still bring us together and it build a community. So I do respect that, man. With that being said, would you class yourself as a sneakerhead?
Yeah, I'd like to think so. I'd put myself in that category of uncertainty.
Do you know what, man? Let's make it official, man. Joe Palmley, Kicks and Coffee, Supremo, streetwear and sneaker festival organizer. You get me? Friend of the podcast and everything in between. 100% Kicks Chronicle certified sneakerhead. Without a shadow of a doubt. Yeah, let's stamp that one. Get me? Let's get that for the thumbnail. Let's get that. Alright, let's do it. Three, two, one. There you go.
Stamped.
Sealed and delivered, G. Yeah, man. 100%, man. Joe, it's been an absolute pleasure having you, man. Like, you've literally, brightened up my evening, man. I really do appreciate it, man. I'm so happy for what you've got going on, with Kicks, and Coffee. Guys, sorry. Before we get into that, first of all, Joe, let the people know what you got going on. This is your time now, bro. This is your time. You get me? Millions and millions of people are gonna watch this. You get me? All over the globe. You get me? Like, so let the people know what you got going on, how they can support, how they can get involved.
Yeah, so our next event is Saturday, the 27th of April. So it's in Peckham, London. Bit controversial when people go Peckham, they're like, what? But no.
Bro, that's my ends, bro. I'm there, bro.
Community there, and I promise you, everyone is loving, caring, supportive. And the place we're doing that is at the Copeland Gallery. More accurately, it's Copeland Park, sorry. So yeah, come through. Tickets are literally, I think they're a tenner, but you get free coffee on the day. There'll be freebies, prizes, and there'll be some good heads of the game selling on the day as well. So yeah, just come through, roll through, have a coffee, have a chat. Come meet us too. We're all up for banter and waffle and speak about shoes. So yeah, come through.
Most definitely, man. People, make sure to come down. You get me? What was that date again, Joe?
So it's Saturday the 27th of April, 11 a.m. till 5.
Amazing, man. Make sure to come down and show your support. You get me, man? £10 a ticket. That's an absolute giveaway right there.
Maybe some discounts. Follow the Instagram, Kicks and Coffee.
You get me?
Some discounts.
Follow, yeah. Make sure to light up. I think you got the Instagram. I think you're on TikTok as well.
Yeah,
wherever you see Kicks and Coffee, make sure you hit that follow, that like button, that subscribe button, all of that. You get me? Like, and while you're doing it for them, you might as well do it for us as well.
Come on, it's not just me. Support the guy.
Kicks Chronicles, Kicks and Coffee. We got a
good little ring to it, man. You know, we'll have to work something out.
We'll have to work something out, man. But yeah, today's been absolutely amazing. Really, really enjoyed our chat, man. This has been a long time coming, man.
Yeah.
People, like, as I said, make sure to go and support Joe and what he's doing, man. He's trying to break the mold. He's trying to do something different, man. This is the genesis. This is the beginning of something, man. And a lot of times, especially in Kicks, we focus a lot on like older stuff and the things that have been. With some new innovation is happening right in front of our eyes, man. Sometimes we need to jump on it. You get me, man? Try it out, test it out. Come and have a sip.
Yeah,
see if you like it. You get me, man? We're enjoying over here. You get me, man? So yeah, make sure to come down if you can and show your support online as well. That's that won't cost you nothing. You get me? Like, and people, yeah, this has been another episode of Kicks Chronicles. We had an amazing guest, Joe Palmley from Kicks and Coffee has been in the building, man. Just sharing love and positivity and all of that good and great stuff. You get me? Like, people, make sure to like, comment, subscribe, do all of those great things. 5-star reviews only. I've said it before and I'll say it again. I ain't interested in anything lower than 5 stars. Even if you hate us under a 5-star. You get me? You get me? I don't mind the hate. As long as 5 stars come first, I'm easy, bro. You get me? Like, so really, really does help the podcast. You get me? We've got some amazing things cooking. Kicks Chronicles 100 is coming up very, very soon. So make sure to keep your eyes out for that as well. Yeah. And yeah, guys, yeah, it's been another great episode, man. Once again, thank you very much, Joe. Yeah. And until I see you, man, down the roads, everyone look after yourselves and stay blessed. Thank you for listening to this episode of Kicks Chronicles. Please make sure to like, comment, subscribe, share, rate, review, and all that good stuff. And remember, full video version is available on YouTube, audio version is available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.